This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cox locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Bert's with us for hour number two. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be with class again on this Friday. And Vince, I don't know how to sugarcoat this. Looking at a headline just came out. Volkswagen electric car sales plunge. And Vince, I think we were way ahead of the curve on USA Prepares talking about how, you know, you look at there's something we learn in marketing, the early adoption curve. And a lot of people latched onto EVs because it was the new thing and they were different and worked a little differently, and some people like the new thing. But Vince, they've hit a plateau somewhere around 8% or so, if you consider just EV, not hybrids, just regular EVs. They've hit a plateau, but the problem, Vince, the manufacturers keep raising production, or at least they were all this year, so they're sitting on lots. But headline is electric sales are plunging, and that's at Volkswagen, Vince. I think they're also affiliated with Audi, Skoda, and Porsche. You might know that better than me. But just continuing, we heard it from Ford. We heard it from some others, and Ford, of course, changing their philosophy to go more toward hybrid, delaying some new EVs that were coming out. And Vince, they just lowered the price again of the Ford electric pickup truck. If you want one, they're on sale right now. The all-electric Lightning Ford pickup.
What would I do with it?
Pick your color.
Yeah, really?
Any color you want, Vince.
What would I do with a Ford electric pickup truck? What would I do?
Well, hopefully use it.
For what?
Hauling?
We don't haul potato chips.
Well, Vince, here's an idea for you. What if you parked it in front of the farmhouse, have a couple of, I've seen the cattle with their tags hanging from their necks. They look pretty. Put a couple of cows nearby and take a few pictures and post it. I think it'll look nice in front of the farmhouse.
Now,
don't drive it too far because I don't think you can charge it at the Fennelli Ranch.
Well, we can. Heck, we could charge it instead of run the farm. I mean, we could do one or the other.
Okay.
We could charge the truck, or we could run the farm. Have water, electric fences, operating, and all those kinds of things that are necessary to run the farm, freezers, or we could charge the truck. Pick one. And then we can probably go maybe 150 miles, right? Bert, seriously, Ford, I think Ford has absolutely lost its mind. And if I were, I don't know, if I had a voice with the shareholders, I would institute a revolt against Ford for making lousy vehicles. Here's a case in point. Customer came in with a Ford pickup truck, and they built the truck bed out of aluminum so it won't rust. Okay. It is so light that the owner of one of those Ford, F-150 pickup trucks has to put sandbags in the vehicle so he can drive it in the rain. because it's too light in the back.
You're serious? So they, wow.
I am absolutely serious.
What a Rube Goldberg, for those who know that term.
Yeah, and so he asked me, the owner of this vehicle, I mean, he's had Chevys, he's had Dodge, he's had Toyota, he's had them all. And he asked me, he said, what can I do? Because he has to lift these sandbags in and out so he can drive it, you know, in inclement weather. It's a four-wheel drive pickup truck. And if you look at it, I mean, it's a nuisance. When we go to work on it, we have to climb on a stool to get to the engine. I mean, you just can't add oil, you know, change the oil from underneath, you know, pick the vehicle up on the lift, drain the oil out of the bottom, and then just reach over and pour oil into the to the valve cover. You can't do that. You can't reach it. So you have to get on a stool to do it. It's a nuisance. It's not just Ford. It's Ram, it's Chevrolet, it's General Motors, it's all the big trucks. They've puffed them out so much that they don't fit in the standard parking space. They hang out the front, they hang out the back. They don't leave room to the sides for other people who are parking next to them to get into their vehicles. You can't see over them. You can't see through them, you know, when you're in traffic. They're a hazard. And the aerodynamics, I mean, it's got the aerodynamics of a brick. Or a billboard. It makes no sense at all. They took, you know, good standard pickup truck design, like Andy Gibbs has, you know, a Chevrolet pickup truck, rich, a Dodge. We have Dodge. We have Chevrolet. They ruined it. All three of those companies ruined the pickup truck design.
Yeah, so, but you like the Tesla Cybertruck, right?
That's funny. You know, people are saying that they don't run for, you know, more than, I don't know, 10 minutes without having problems.
That's correct, I mean, man. New report out. They're having, it's actually one of the, I mean, we don't have official consumer reports data out yet, but right now it looks like one of the least reliable vehicles that you can buy. Apparently it was rushed out, Vince, the price starts at $80,000. That's, and I think everybody paid a lot more. It's not just one problem. It's multiple problems. It's even problems with the body, with the stainless steel body. But one guy, I'm just quoting here, made it 1 mile down the road after picking up his car, got a steering error, flashing red screen, pulled off the highway waiting for a tow truck. 1 mile. That's mm-hmm. He said, nothing the dealer could do. I was 5 minutes from leaving the dealership, and car's stuck. Well, truck is stuck. Screen is stuck. Black. Dashboard's beeping. And, well, he's not a happy camper, Vince. The business complex where I work, there's a couple of them in here, and I'm going to get a chance. I'm going to ask the owner, get some firsthand opinion. But Vince, on top of that, I don't know how you feel. I don't think they're good looking. It's kind of weird look to it. They claim they go 320 miles, but I don't know.
Are you serious? Are you serious? You don't know how I feel? So you've known me.
No, I know how you feel. You can't possibly. It's. You know, it's something like out of a cartoon or something. It's just if nobody has seen one, just, you know, Google it and look at it. I don't want to say it's half car and half truck, because honestly, it doesn't look like either one.
You know, Bert, if you look at the truck, it's massive. Everything about it is massive.
Oh, it's also very big. It's, I've seen one in the parking lot, and that's where you grasp that it's like twice the mass of, you know, a regular Toyota Camry or something. It's like literally probably more than twice the volume. It's absolutely huge.
Here's a homework assignment for you. Imagine, you know, position your eyes at the height that you would be if you were in a vehicle behind a Cybertruck, right? And then the question is, do you think you could look through the rear window of a Cybertruck through the cab, through the front wheel windshield, at the vehicle in front? So the assumption, or the scenario I'm setting up, this hypothetical scenario, is you're driving down the highway. You're behind a Cybertruck, and you're looking through the rear window of the Cybertruck, through the cab, through the front window, the windshield, to see what's going to happen ahead of the Cybertruck. Now, that's the way I drive. So when I drive, class, I don't look at the rear bumper of the guy in front of me. I look through his rear window, through the cab, through his windshield, so I can see what's happening in front of him. Okay. Now, if you're behind a Cybertruck, I submit to you, you can't do that. You can't look through the rear window because it is at such a flat angle. Even the driver can't look out of the rear window of the Tesla Cybertruck. Here's another point, and that's extremely dangerous. That's why people don't like being behind 18-wheelers, because they can't see through them. They can't see what's happening. They don't know if the guy in front of the 18-wheeler is going to slam on the brakes, the 18-wheeler is going to slam on the brakes, and then you're going to eat the rear of the 18-wheeler, you know, with your windshield. So that's why people pass 18-wheelers all the time. They don't say, I'm going to pass because I can't see, but that's why they pass, because they can't see. It's uncomfortable. Now, you're talking about the Cybertruck being stainless steel. I've been saying that Elon Musk hasn't done anything new. He's just taking old concepts, old ideas, old manufacturing, and just redeploying it. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah. Cybertruck. Wasn't the DeLorean, Vince, stainless steel?
That's exactly where I'm going. So in 1981 through 1983, John DeLorean made a car, and it was called the DeLorean. DMC, for DeLorean Motor Car, or DeLorean Motor Company. And his idea was he was going to have a real safe car. Wouldn't rust. And so it was going to be crash-worthy. It was going to be beautiful. And you wouldn't have rust as you do in regular carbon steel. So he made the skin out of stainless steel, which is what Musk did with his Cybertruck. But here's the problem. When a DeLorean had a crash, used to be called accidents, when a DeLorean had a crash and they needed a new panel because you couldn't pound it out. You just couldn't pound it out and fill it with body filler because then you'd see, you know, barnacles on the side of the car. So what happened was exactly what they didn't want to have happen. So if someone got a shopping cart ding, they'd fill it with body filler, and then they'd paint the car red or blue or green or yellow or white. So then they had a car that looked like the metal of other cars, but it's stainless steel. It's a false sense of durability. That's what I'm saying.
Well, works okay on my refrigerator, then.
Well, wait a minute. That's because the people that handled your refrigerator didn't ding it up. Now, we have that same real thin stainless steel skin on our refrigerator, but it's not necessary. Have you ever seen a refrigerator that had the door rust through where it was unusable? I submit to you, you've never seen it. Because it doesn't happen. Now, you might have a little surface rust on a 40-year-old freezer, but a refrigerator, it never happens. So that stainless steel is being wasted. The nickel and chrome are being wasted on looks, appearance. And we have a freezer and a refrigerator in our kitchen, stainless steel too. But that's all we could get.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Bert, you bring up a really good point, stainless steel appliances. And I want to share why appliances are stainless steel today. And that's because most people like the look of them. I don't understand that term, but the appearance of them. So when we were buying 19 years ago our refrigerator and freezer, we wanted an all refrigerator, all freezer, side by side, next to each other, two separate units, 17 cubic feet each, very plain, no electronic anything. I mean, all mechanical controls. And they were $750 a piece. Now, they would have been less expensive if I could have gotten them in white or black, but they weren't offered. And what has happened is the appliance manufacturers have figured out how to roll really, really thin the stainless steel sheets that cover the doors, you know, the side that you see. It's so thin that if you go to the big box store, let's say you go to Home Depot, for example, or Lowe's, and you open the door of a side-by-side Samsung or LG refrigerator, and you close it, and then you open the door right adjacent to it on the same machine, the freezer door, and close it, you'll find out that the refrigerator door pops open. It's so lightweight, and the magnets are so weak that it will not secure the door from popping open under the air pressure of closing the freezer door. What I'm saying is, you open and close, open the freezer door and close it. The air pressure, the compression of the air pressure of you just closing the freezer door will push open the refrigerator side door. For real. Okay? So they're thin. Now, all of this happened at around the same time. So what I'm talking about is why you can't buy a refrigerator, unless it's a scratch and dent model, from the showroom floor of a big box store. You can go there and you can look at them. And you can say, well, that's a great one. Honey, let's get that one. And we got the truck. Let's go. Can you all load that on our truck for us? No, we don't have them. You don't have them? No, but we can. We'll place the order. We'll do the transaction right here. You can buy it here, and we'll deliver it to you. Now, why is it that you can't buy it off the floor unless it's a scratch and dent model? Because none of the stores has employees that can move them from the truck that delivers them to the store to the back room without ruining them, damaging them, breaking them, crashing into them. Now, how do I know this? Because I asked. I talked to the store manager at Sam's. Said, why don't you have appliances? You used to have them, you know, white ones, black ones. You could buy them right off the floor. No, our guys, we broke so many of them that it's not profitable to sell appliances because we break them so often because the guys can't handle the forklifts. Now, when did that happen? That happened when the skin of the doors got so thin and the sides got so thin that they deform. If you don't pick them up perfectly, you'll bend the sheet metal. And now you have a scratch and dent model. Now, I know what that's like because our Range Hood microwave oven that I bought because the guys at Sears crashed into it and bent the sides. So I wanted a Range Hood, but it was less expensive to buy a Range Hood and a microwave oven because the guys handling it ruined it, at least crashed into the side of it. But you don't see that, and it still works okay. I use it as a Range Hood. Bottom line, Bert, that's why you can't buy appliances at the big box stores.
Yeah, for what it's worth, Vince, I got one of those scratch and dents here at the office. We were, we were at Home Depot for something else. A few years ago, and they had one in the aisle, and it was like half price. And I go, what's the matter with it? They go, nothing. Just what you see. And so it's been working in my office. You know, luckily we had a truck. I think we were there in the truck, and we bought it and put it in the truck and took it to the office, and it's been working great. But probably at home I wouldn't want all the scratches and stuff, but at the office, you know what, works great. So,
you know, well, okay, so Bert, seriously, for most people have an area built into their cabinetry where the refrigerator slides into, right?
Yeah.
And so you don't see the back. You don't see the left side, the right side, or the top or the bottom. You only see the
correct
door, right?
Yeah.
And that's why the door is stainless steel and the rest of it is not stainless steel. In most cases. Not all cases, but most cases. Bert, we're not doing a good job at anything. You know that? In manufacturing.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. A former American diplomat and Cuban spy faces sentencing Friday. Victor Rocha,
took a plea deal after he was charged last year with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act. A State Department employee for 2 decades, Rokhaw used his position during the Clinton administration to pass info to Cuba while working undercover for that country's General Directorate of Intelligence. More reaction to news of O.J. Simpson's death at the age of 76. Cato Kalin, one of the character witnesses during the O.J. trial, had this to say Thursday.
I would just put out my condolences just to the kids, to Sydney, Justin, and to Arlene and Jason.
Simpson's family says he passed away after battling cancer. He was charged with the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman back in the 1990s. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Bert, I called one of those big box stores to find out about how appliances work. You know, can you drive your truck down there and buy one and have them load it? And, no. The only one that you could buy would be a small, they had one model of a small appliance, not a refrigerator, not a freezer. And it was the basic model, a cheap one. And my logic tells me that the reason is that would be like white steel, stronger than, you know, the more expensive models that get dinged up. So the reason you can't buy one, that I figured, now don't believe me, but this is what I've deduced, is that the employees that work at the store can't handle the loading and the unloading. So they can't store them at the store. They sell them at the store. The ones that they bang up on the floor, getting the showroom models, the examples set so you can look at them, the ones that they bang up, you can buy them off the showroom floor because they've already damaged them.
Yeah.
But the other ones get delivered from the warehouse because the store employees can't handle getting them onto your truck to get you so you could take it home with you.
Yeah, could that also be logistics with the warehouse and how they're so heavy that maybe they just want to ship them out of the warehouse?
Well, Bert, they charge you. They charge you to ship it out, and they charge you to remove your old one. So they're two separate fees, you know, the delivery and installation. That's one fee. And then the removal, they say they recycle them. Now, I don't know if I believe that. But I've talked to, you know, the managers of the appliance departments. I've talked to individuals who own appliance stores. But, Bert, it used to be that if you went to a store to buy an appliance, you could buy it right there. They had them in the back. They had them in the back. But now even the small appliance stores don't have them. And I believe it's almost all because the appliances are so flimsy that they can't stand the handling. The appliances can't stand being handled. Now, really, you used to go to the store and buy it and take it home. And around here, everybody's got a pickup truck. Everybody. You know, if they have another vehicle, they might say, well, we could probably make do with a car, you know, sometimes. But around here, everybody's got a pickup truck. Nobody needs to have it delivered. Nobody needs to have it installed. Everybody here can install the refrigerator, the freezer, all by themselves.
Yeah.
Everybody. That's the way it is. So it's not a question of not having a truck. As a matter of fact, if you go to Menards, you can rent a truck. I mean, if you'd buy something and you can't take it home, they got a truck right out front, and it's ready for rental right then and there. You can rent it by the hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure they have that at the Home Depot here. Yeah.
Bert, what's next?
Vince, talking about trucks, and you've heard us say before in class, self-driving trucks are coming. Well, Vince, they're not coming. They're here. In Texas right now, you're on the highway, you might run across, hopefully not get run over by, a self-driving truck. They're running them. I don't know if we call this a test or regular routes, but they're testing them amongst other routes between Dallas and Houston, which is, Texas. That's a really highly traveled route, of course, probably biggest route in Texas. A company called Aurora Innovation is currently operating a new class of autonomous big rigs. And Vince, they're testing them in Texas. And they do have human drivers now sitting in there. I'm looking at a photo. Guy has his hand on the wheels, but he's not really doing anything. Another guy doesn't have his hand on the wheels. But Vince, by the end of this year, Vince, they will, I don't know if this is a good idea, they're going to travel without any human driver in Texas by some, depending on how the testing goes, before the end of the year, no driver in the truck at all. They think it's going to reduce driving time and ultimately help unbind the supply chain from a lot of limitations. You know, there's only so much a human can do before he needs a rest. And there's regulations on that, in fact. I don't know how they gas up or diesel up, or we do, you know, we talked before about natural gas. We do have a significant number of big rigs that are running already on natural gas, but without a driver, Vince, I don't know how they pull into the pump and I guess they don't go to the, they have to go to the one with the attendant. They can't have, Vince, could you have self-filling at a gas station or a diesel station with a driverless truck? I don't, how would they do that? Not sure. But Vince, Bert, they're testing it right now in Texas.
Bert, we know a family. Our son was telling us this. He was called to check out the vehicle. There was a young person, less than 10 years old, who was being taught how to put gas in a SUV. And while he was learning, he was tapping out the last drop of gas from the nozzle. There was probably a static spark, and flames came out of the filler neck of this relatively new SUV. The attendant at the gas station slash Quick Mart type of a place came out and extinguished the fire. Now, exactly how does that work with a self-driving vehicle? How does that work? Now, I'm assuming that the natural progression of this is going to be, you know, cars first. And you're right, we don't know how to fill them. Diesel trucks next. But here's where I'm poised. How about those who, you know, like earning a living? Are we going to eliminate all of the jobs of the drivers of these 18-wheelers who are responsible for accidents and crashes that they have? So if it's not a mechanical failure, the driver's responsible, right? Who's responsible now for these autonomous driving vehicles? Is it the CEO of the company that manufactures it? Or is it the CEO of the companies who use these trucks for the deliveries? So if Amazon were to use these vehicles, would it be the CEO, the CFO, the chief marketing officer? Would it be the chief accounting officer, the chief operations officer? Would it be the board of directors? I don't think so. I don't think there's anyone that's going to be held accountable for the death and destruction and the loss of jobs.
Not to make light of it, but in San Francisco, when they were testing those driverless taxis, a lot of them were getting tickets, and policemen would pull them over, and they would pull over, but the cop didn't know who to give the ticket to.
I suggest...
He scratched his head,
here's the facts.
I guess they left it on the seat.
And then impound that vehicle until the CEO of the company comes over and negotiates the release of that vehicle, you know, fines and penalties. But here's the answer. We, the bottom 93%, need to boycott every single company, every single one that's involved in the destruction of our society. I'm talking about boycott everything that Elon Musk is involved in. The 40,000 more satellites that he wants to put in orbit. Boycott the Tesla vehicles for the crashing into people, places, and things. Boycott Ford for their negligence and their poor designs and their poor manufacturing of vehicles. You just look at recalls. Just type in the word auto recalls. You won't believe the hundreds of thousands of recalls this year on automobiles. Major manufacturers. Gas leaks. Ford has a gas leak. It's been reported Ford has a gas leak, and they're a little concerned about it under the hood. How's this happen? Bert, gas lines used to be made out of steel. All the fittings from the gas tank all the way up to the engine were made out of steel. Double flared steel fittings. How is it possible that we now have gas leaks? How's it possible?
Yeah,
because
those steel lines can last 100 years.
Right. Right. So we need to, I'm calling for a national boycott of everything that these irresponsible companies are doing. The poisoning of baby food, the poisoning of water, the the nuclear power, the electric vehicles, everything. Everything that's harmful to society, I think we should boycott. And if you have stock in it, it would be wonderful if you all dumped your stock on the same day and took that share price to zero. And then these billionaires would have nothing. They would have nothing. And they deserve nothing because they've raped the planet. Those are my words.
Vince, they're not to make it even more astounding, but they're working on all kinds of robots now, and I wonder if I visit the Finelli Ranch in 10 years, am I going to see robots minding the cattle and greeting me at the door?
No,
for that matter, working repairing the vehicles in the Finelli auto shop.
No, you're not. And you know, Bert, there's something hidden in that message that you just said. Every day, Bam, our son, Mrs. Finelli, and I go out and we spend time with the cows. We talk to them. We give them hugs. We rub their necks. We rub the top of their heads. We call them and they come over. They love us. We do the same thing with our dogs. We've adopted dogs, wild dogs, dogs that nobody wants. And when I sit on the sofa, they come in and then they half climb on my lap. So half of their body is on my lap. I don't say, y'all, come on over here and jump on me. They just do it because they want the affection, the attention. Now, when we get to robots, there will be no affection. There'll be no attention. There'll be no love. That's a further demolition, destruction of society. That's where we are. And with the cell phone, Bert, people don't communicate well with each other. They send messages. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I can't tell what a person is trying to tell me when they send me a text message that I receive on my PC. It's in some kind of code that I don't understand. Or maybe I don't want to understand. We have lost the ability to use language. Our children have lost the ability to estimate. Bert, can you imagine like the days that we used to, in our company in California, yours, mine, and Andy's, and we looked for a qualified person to be a secretary? Can you imagine what that would be like today, trying to find a secretary, to answer the phone, to work with customers, to interface with customers, to give us correct messages? Can you imagine what that would be like? Be an impossibility.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert, the problem with getting people to boycott these parasitic companies that are killing us all is that people won't do it. You know, people won't sell all their stock in these companies at the same time and drive the share price down to zero. They won't do it. And there's a guy about 84 years ago who said this, quote, "How fortunate for governments that the people they administer don't think," end quote. Repeat, quote, "How fortunate for governments that the people they administer don't think," end quote. The guy that said that had a mustache. Same as Adolf Hitler. He's right.
Yeah.
Back to you, Bert.
What was it that George Carlin said? He said, this is one of his best quotes. He said, man, half of all the people are so dumb. I mean, I can't believe how dumb the average person is. The average person is just, the average person is just so dumb. But what I really don't get is, and I kind of told the punchline ahead of time there, Vince, is half the people are even dumber than that. Vince, I'm looking at a chart of Ford Motor stock. It hit, I know we're not a stock market show, it hit $25 in share in 2022 with the rebound in auto sales after COVID. And Vince, it's at half that now. It's $12 and change. They're going through a tough time. And interesting, Vince, you mentioned Tesla. Just breaking, this is like hours old news, Ford is now offering an extra $1,500 discount on any EV to any car buyer who already owns or leases a Tesla. So I guess they realize the market is pretty limited, so they're going after each other. So just hit the news wire, Vince.
Bert, that is...
On top of all the other rebates.
That is exactly what happens when a society is in decline. They start like politicians start blaming each other. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. Okay, that kind of thing. They start pointing the finger at others. That is absolutely a hallmark of society in decline. And this is parasitic. So Ford is going after their competitors. Not hey, there's plenty of market out there for everybody. They know that they're going to have to eat their competitors to survive.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly it.
And that quote of George Carlin is, think of how stupid the average person is. And realize half of them are stupider than that.
Yeah, but thank you for getting that right. I got it backwards.
Well, no,
I always admired George Carlin. He had a lot, you know what? He had some faults. He was a heavy drug user and whatever. But, you know, there was a lot of insight to his humor.
So, class, just one more time. Think of how stupid the average person is and realize that half of them are stupider than that. That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And we are going down because of the sum of all individual stupidity combined with the sum of all individual greed. And perfect example of that is what Ford is doing. They're so greedy, they want to crush. They want to eat their competition. They realize that the market is not going to grow for electric vehicles. So they have to be cannibals and eat their competition to survive in the electric vehicle market. And really what should happen is the boards of directors should be summarily dismissed right after they fire the entire top management of these companies. Like Ford Motor Company, like General Motors, like Volkswagen, like the companies except for Toyota, who were so stupid they thought this electric car boondoggle was actually going to work. It's not going to work. It can't work. It's physically impossible. We don't have but as I said, we could either charge that Ford Lightning F-150 or we could run our farm. Pick one. We have enough electricity to do either one, but not both. And that's the case of America. America has the capability of running what we're running right now, or we can charge electric vehicles. Pick one, but not both. And that's why I say I believe there's going to be a run on Louisville sluggers when people start bashing in the windshield of electric vehicles so that the owners can't drive them. And if they can't drive them, they won't need to charge them. And then people will have enough electricity to watch TV and cook and go to work. Back to you.
Yeah, of course, Vince, we don't have the infrastructure for electric cars. But you'd think it'd be so obvious, but nobody thought ahead that it looks like we're going to stall at 8%, but if they had caught on, went to 20%, or I guess they want over 50% was the plan, we can't charge it.
Who's leading the charge? Joe Biden and company. People would not be buying electric vehicles if there weren't for the government subsidies. Nobody'd buy them. Bert, nobody.
Well, there'd be some early adopters.
Yeah. Okay, I agree with that. Bert, very good. See you next week. Same
you
time,
got it,
same
man.
Station. Thank you.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.